Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome in to episode 200. We're here. We made it. We've got a big celebration planned for you. So what you can do to wish us our 200th anniversary, go ahead and hit that subscribe button wherever you are watching or listening so you don't miss anything that we're putting out here. We love you guys, and we love being able to put things out for you. Also, today's episode is brought to you by Catholify, the Catholic prayer app, and Ave Explorers, a tremendous podcast that I love. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Forte Catholic.
What's great is your mic isn't set for it, so none of that came through. I'm Taylor Schroll. You're listening to Forte Catholic. This is episode 200, and we had to do something special for episode 200. The gang's all here, guys. All of these co-hosts that I have, that every week you get to hear, listen to one of them, and every week I only have to deal with one of them, all three of them are here. Olivia Newton-John, Father Anthony, the world's okayest priest, Sharapa, and John Bearded Blevins are all here. Everyone say hello at once.
Hello!
This is going to be an absolute mess.
Yes.
This is already a disaster.
So we were talking at the beginning, like, just getting the four of us together, first things first. I thought it was going to be super difficult to get all four of us together. And I sent out a text to the three of you. We locked in a time on Monday. Everything was perfect. And I knew it wasn't going to happen because there's no way getting all four of us together was going to happen this easily. So, John, why don't you update us on why we're not recording yesterday?
Well, because I'm working yesterday. I get a text message from like my sister-in-law and a couple friends are like, hey, weather's crazy. Just be careful. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And I left to come home to film to do the podcast with y'all. And it's like, I have not seen clouds like this in Illinois in years. I look up, it's green. I don't even remember if I've ever seen the sky being green. And then you can see like what might look like a tornado. And then hail starts falling on my van, and I was like, oh, man, it should probably pass in a few minutes. So I make it home right before the hail gets crazy, and the tornado alarm goes off, the tornado warning. Bunch of tornadoes were spotted in the area. Text you guys. Thought it would be quick, but it ended up being until like 5 p.m.
Yeah, so we couldn't do it because there's something new in my life that we're not going to – we'll talk about it next week. I'm a football coach now. It's news, but it's not big enough news to make it onto this day's show. So I couldn't record
it. Wait a second. Later. Only you become a football coach when sports are getting canceled, wrecked.
No. Dude, this is Texas.
Oh,
football, if God and football are the two things that can't get canceled.
Yeah, it's true.
So then we
you know, everybody was so flexible and we all picked a new time. The new time was suggested by none other than Father Anthony Serapa. Father Anthony, why aren't we recording at that time?
There's a different kind of tornado, a tornado of my own stupidity. So you
Taylor
guys are
doesn't believe. Yeah, he doesn't believe in tornadoes.
And the thing is, like, okay, so I scheduled that time, even while I was doing it, it was stupid. Because you guys are Central Time, I'm Eastern Time, and I always mix up the hours. So I did
it's
an hour
so hard.
Earlier instead of an hour later, and then I was sitting in my office, and I'd already messed up like three things on my schedule that day, so I'm just double-checking everything, and then all of a sudden I realized that I had scheduled it for the wrong time, and I had an appointment at that time, but it turns out we're doing it at the time that I thought it was now on this time. So that was the tornado in my brain, which is why we're recording right now.
Only Father Anthony would accidentally get exactly what he wanted.
Yay.
Liv.
I got nothing.
Did you
here.
Bring any problems into this scenario?
Shockingly, no. Just my personality, which is enough for you. So already it's a problem. But
you
no.
are the tornado.
I am the tornado. That's true.
Can we talk about why her schedule is so wide open?
Yeah, because I have no life. My kids are old. My kids are like 98 years old, and I'm a trophy wife. So all I have to do is this all day.
The only thing Liv had to do was decide which super fancy house she was going to record in today.
We just bought a house, and Taylor can't get over it. He came and saw it on Sunday, and he's a girl. So there you go. Amazing. He won't stop whining.
Stop encouraging
it's
them.
It's bro talk. We're just talking like bros.
Don't
That's
encourage
them.
Okay, so the whole, here's the thing. We've got a plan for today. We're going to kind of get to know each other in this first segment. I mean, I know all of you, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But like y'all have never all been together. Like
I've never met them.
Father and John, I know that you guys got to hang out for a couple of days at a conference, but even then, like almost all of our relationships are over the internet and splash in a little in-person time, right? So I wanted to give you guys a chance to get to know each other. In the next segment, we're going to be playing everyone's new favorite game. It's the most creative thing I've ever done, and people are loving it, called Freestyle Preaching. And Liv and Father have played it. John has not.
And
we'll explain
won.
That.
We've won.
And You neither of you won. I crushed both
That's
of you.
That's not true.
But here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. We are going to decide who the best co-host is because based on that game. And I just have to warn you that the only other time we did this, I think it was episode 100 or 150, we had a competition between Father Anthony and another priest on who was going to be my favorite priest. I have not spoken to that other priest since. So there's a lot going on here.
I hope I lose.
Father and I have way too much Fortnite on the line here, okay? We are not going to hate each other after this.
That's true. We'll just play Fortnite and not talk to Taylor anymore.
Father Anthony, if you want John to not like you, just keep playing Fortnite.
What good point.
Okay, and then in the final segment, Father Anthony came up with a good one. But here's the thing that I wanted to do. First of all, it is crazy, number one, that we got to 200 episodes. It's absolutely unreal. That is a very long time. 200 is a lot of a thing. And I mean that, like, I mean, $200, that's a lot to me. Not to live, obviously, because of what we've talked about, but it's a lot. 200 of anything is a lot. Like, I'm over 200 pounds. Liv has lost over 200 pounds. 200 is a big number, and we made it. And there was one person who actually just told me that he just like caught up on the show. Like he went back to episode one Woo. And listened to all of them.
Is it
and
your
here's
father?
What I want to do what?
Who would do that? Is it your dad?
It was
no,
my
dad's never listened to a minute. My dad's never listened to this show for 1 minute.
That makes nice. Sense. Okay, I can get behind that.
And here's the thing is like people started making the joke even before I could get to it. It's like, was this penance? Did you go to confession recently? And like, here's the thing. I enjoy the show. I think the show is good. And I think when the day the show got good was whenever I invited people to be co-hosts. But boy, that first year of just me, that is penance. So boy, it was rough. So here's the thing. I actually am grateful for you people. Aww. And by you people, I mean you three. And like it's so much more fun to yell at someone than just into the void. So thank you guys for being here.
You're welcome. We're your sponges. We absorb it.
It's an honor.
Yeah. We know our
very
place. Much
so. Wait, no, I think that's different because I don't think we're sponges who absorb it. I think I do a little bit, but Liv, you don't take any crap from Taylor.
Yes!
This is why I like listening to your episodes, especially because you're the one person who can throw him off balance just by yelling at him or like derailing him. I think that's your special charism on the show.
Thank you. Well, I have three younger brothers. I'm the oldest of four, and they were all boys, so that's why I can hang. So, and then I married a guy, so, you know,
okay.
That works out. I mean,
so much wisdom. You've been around for like 57 years, right? I mean, just so much wisdom.
Incredible.
In all
she does
years.
Not look 57. I was going to say like
Thank
53.
You. Thank you.
You look. She looks great for 53.
All of you are uninvited to my big mansion that Taylor made up that I have.
No, here's the thing. I texted Liv yesterday. I actually got on to like an Instagram live she was doing, showing her, you know, showing off her new fancy home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, as a joke, I was like, I'm in like this part wasn't a joke. I actually was in Houston, but I was like, I'm in Houston. I'm coming over. And like Liv has been super quarantined because she like, you know, can't see humans or something. I think it's a great excuse to not see me. But
I have
whatever.
Chronic illness. It's really funny. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's every other episode.
Type 2 diabetic. It's
today.
Hysterical.
So she's like, hey, yeah, text me and I'll let you know if you can come over.
We had
and
people coming.
I just started driving there, and I was 45 minutes away, and I got to where I was 4 minutes away, and she said, hey, you can come over. I said, good, because I'm already down the road. I was coming anyway.
He's a stalker. It's
but,
fine.
But it was good times. But here's the thing. I want to go through all the things that all of you bring something new and different to the show. So we have some audio drops from all three of you.
Oh, no.
That I'd like to go through. So everybody's like, there was one time that John wasn't going to be here. And I was telling him that, like, in editing, I can make you say whatever you want. So here's our sound clip from, this is the best sentence John has ever put together on the show. Oh,
no. Mountain. Doritos. Amazing. Worst. Beards, bald, headphones.
I mean, it just goes on and on. Like it's so eloquent. You're so good with your words, John. Like you contribute so much to the show.
Were you guys playing like a really hard version of the preaching game? Is that what?
Yeah,
it was
that's what I was thinking to say. There's like
I was giving him permission to use those words and mess up anything I say. So I said worst. He could make me say lions are the worst.
And they are. Wow. And you just said it, and I don't have to cut it out. You literally just said it.
I was helping you, and that was hilarious.
Yeah, but that's a good point, Father Anthony. Whenever we get to the book, whenever we get to the game, I'll make John preach about mountains, Doritos, lions.
If you give me those three words, I will
Doritos.
Win, guaranteed.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. And then we get to Father Anthony's. I mean, I think this is everybody's favorite audio drop.
No, it's just yours.
Our good friend Kawhi Leonard and Father Anthony laughed the same way. So this is it. This is exactly how Father Anthony laughs. That's what it sounds like. Every time Father Anthony laughs. And like, here's the thing. I don't have audio drops from either of the other two laughing because they never laugh into their microphones. They always scoot back.
I was taught to scoot back. I've told you this.
See, I've heard this as well.
Thank you.
Like my producer tells me to scoot back when you either yell or laugh loudly.
Your producer isn't smart.
But Taylor wants me to go, ha, 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 ha. Funny joke, Taylor. Listen to this. Have fun editing this sound quality right now.
Is that actually Father Anthony? No, that's Kawhi.
That's Kawhi. It's Kawhi Leonard.
Of course.
So, okay. So some of you know that sometimes Liv says stuff and I have to edit it. So are you guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
Get your show canceled right now.
So much tape.
This is my favorite quote from Liv ever. You guys ready for this?
This
is Liv before every show, in between every segment. Here's Liv. Are you ready?
Yeah.
That's it.
No.
I've only met her once, and I can say I see. I get it.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. Like literally, this is John and Liv's. Like, this is the first time for the guys to meet Liv. Mm-hmm. And John was like, no, I don't see it. And then he saw it before we started. So here's what we got to do. I got to poke fun at you guys a little bit. Now here's what we get to do. For some reason, you guys keep doing this. You keep coming onto the show and I'm not sure why, but you do. Any good leader allows people to air their grievances. So here we are, the first Forte Catholic podcast.
You're bringing
family
in a
meeting.
Good leader. Wait,
we're having a family meeting.
Oh.
And, This is your chance to air grievances. The worst and best things about working with Taylor Schroll on the Forte Catholic podcast. And by worst and best, I just mean worst.
Oh, no.
So to be clear, you want us to roast you, not affirm you.
Yes.
Okay. I don't love doing this.
It only makes me stronger.
I don't love doing this, but I do have 5 pages of notes, so I'll go last.
Okay. Okay, sure. In your Myrtle.
Yes.
Okay. I got something. I got a bone to pick with you, Mr. Podcast Host Man.
Sure.
Listen, I am all about the poking fun at each other. That is why we are genuinely such good friends. But when I'm in the middle of making a point and you throw out something that derails me, that's not great. That's just super annoying. Why would you do that?
Like
you
like
have plenty
yes.
of time to make fun of me afterwards and during the entire show. But let me say the stupid thing I'm going to say.
You have
me on to say stupid things as a priest. I'm all for it. That's my life. That's how I do my ministry.
Sure. And I hear you because I'm a good leader, and that's how all good leaders talk, and then they disagree. So I hear you.
You
I hear what
good
you're saying.
Too, if you
but, yeah, and like I've told you this. It is the dream of every layperson in the middle of a bad homily to be like, nope. And that's what I get to do here. I don't get to do it in church.
No, so I actually really respect this because I think that's part of the reason why me being on your show is so cathartic for you and everyone else is I live out my priestly ministry. I am the vicarious. I am the sacrificed priest.
No, I'm gonna interrupt you in the middle because you tried to say vicarious. What are you talking about?
Sorry, I'll use dumber words. Like I'm the one that gets to suffer for other people's sins. That's what I'm doing here as a priest.
Oh, you're Jesus now. Your arms are out. For those of you just listening, your arms are out and you're saying, I get to suffer for other people's
this
sins.
This is a part of who I am. This is all theologically very accurate.
In persona Christi, baby.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm already frustrated. Next.
I feel like Father Anthony has another one.
Yes.
No, that's good. I want to hear you guys.
You're mean.
Wait, are you talking to me or to him?
You, Taylor Schroll. I get more texts and messages from people like, why the frick are you on that show? Da-da-da-da, like, all the time.
And that's just from me.
You're mean. And I go off and I eat. It's amazing I've lost any weight. It's all your fault. And why
wait,
I'm
wait,
a therapist.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm actually worried. We talked about this. I'm actually worried for you. I think you're losing a lot of weight and I'm proud of you. But,
I've lost 275 pounds as of yesterday.
But I think a lot of it is, a lot of this most recent weight loss is unhealthy.
Oh my gosh.
So
we're not going
to
talk about
more.
This, Taylor.
So,
you don't
so
get
what
to be
you're
my
saying
dad.
Is, what you're saying is, I should make fun of you more so that you eat more.
Taylor.
I can control your eating by making fun of
you're
you.
You're going to make me cuss. This is going to be the X-rated show and it's.
Get him, Liv. Get him, Liv.
Don't make me go Italian on you. I mean, I will.
Oh, man.
No, hey.
In case this gets canceled, I just want to say on this point in particular, I'm Team Liv.
Yes. Thank you.
200 was a good number. We made it this far. I mean, this might be the end.
Let's go down.
No,
like, Liv,
every time you tell me that your friends reach out to you.
They're
to,
your
like,
friends.
See how you're doing.
They're your fans. They now follow me and they all say you're me.
I know. And like the fact that they do that and yet. Like, I love that people don't know how nice I am to you behind the scenes.
No, but
it makes me so happy.
I don't know either. What?
This is good. This is actually what makes the show so successful because it's just like professional wrestling. Allow me to go on. So
please.
You've got.
I just saw Taylor in a onesie, and I can't get it out
exactly,
of my head.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, we're doing this.
You need two things for a good wrestling match. It's not about necessarily the moves, even though that's important. It's about the story, and every story has a good guy and a bad guy, a face and the heel. And Taylor is always the heel. He's the bad guy. But you need a good guy too, which is us three.
Yes.
And that dynamic is what makes the show so interesting. Well, one of us finally take down the bad guy. It never happens because it keeps coming back. But that's what keeps you buying tickets to the show.
We even have the one girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to be the one that has the card that has like round number 3. You know, like I want to be that girl.
I'll be in a onesie. I'm not sure about that second one. All right, John, you got to bring us home, man.
That's my grievance.
I mean, you know, John,
you're too nice. You're such a nice guy.
I really do think that I am a nice guy. I can be very good with my words, but if I do that, I almost always regret it. So I choose to use my words for good. My biggest complaint is...
Did you not hear what the segment
my
was
My biggest
for?
Complaint is minor, but it's probably my biggest complaint, and I've said it to you before, so I feel comfortable saying it with you again here. You said, I've been planning this show for weeks! Why did I hear about it for the first time 2 days ago?
Yes.
You know, John, I need to record an episode in the next 3 days. Tell me you have time. Bro, this is your full-time job. How do you not have someone have a calendar set up? Like, I have meetings scheduled through next February. Just start getting things on the calendar. Make it consistent. Let's make it happen.
John, how many of our scheduled shows have you arrived
sometimes
on time?
Sometimes I have to be a little late because it's not my full-time job, but I'm almost always there and consistent and ready to rock and roll.
I like that. That's a very good
point. But the longer I have it in my calendar, the more things it takes precedence over.
Well, I appreciate the feedback, and I hear all of you.
And you're changed nothing.
And I will never change. I'll never change. We'll be right back for our next segment where I decide which one of you I like the best. Hey there, let me tell you about Catholify. Catholify is a free app that I've been using for quite some time, and here's why. It's free. I mean, everybody loves free. It's a Catholic app with its mission being for you to pray more. We all know that I need it, and you probably do too. As of today, Catholify has captured over 473 years worth of prayers and over 307,000 rosaries. That's a lot. In Catholify, you will find the Catechism, Bible, Mass times, live adoration, a group chat feature, and more. If somebody asks you a question about Our Lady, you open up the searchable Catechism, type in Mary, you will see all the catechism references about Our Blessed Mother. That's pretty sweet. You can create a group chat with your friends, send prayer intentions. You click the prayer hands and select a prayer to pray with them. They'll receive a notification that says, "Anna just prayed a Hail Mary for your intention." Christina from Alabama says, "When I received the call, my dad had broken his neck. I was 1,500 miles away. Helplessly, I stared at my home screen and saw Catholify, where Jesus was waiting for me in live adoration. I'm so grateful for this app." This is a tremendous app all the time, but especially as we still find ourselves in this strange time where we can't be at church as much as we want and we need some community. Catholify just wants to help you grow in your faith journey. Let's pray more. Let's pray together. Download the app for free today on iOS or Google Play.
Welcome to Forte Catholic.
I'm Taylor Schroll. That is Father Anthony Scaramucci Sciarrapa. Jonathan Beloved Blevins is in the other corner. And Olivia Newton-John, wearing her onesie, leotard, is in the other corner. So we have this new game. We introduced it 2 weeks ago, and we've played it 3 weeks in a row because that's what I like to do. Milk the only good ideas that I have.
Wait, Taylor, I have good ideas. Like drinking 8 kombuchas at work because it's 0.5 alcohol and seeing if you can get a buzz.
Is that true? Can you?
That's a great game to play, actually, though.
I'm sorry.
Is this true? Does Liv think it's real?
It really does totally have below 0.5%. It does. It says it right there, but you're allowed to buy it if you're under the age of 21. But
I give that to my kids. I put that in their lunch.
I know.
You're a terrible mother. That's what we learned here.
Crunchy moms. We're vegan.
I'm so sorry, Taylor.
I'm
so sorry.
Oh my gosh, my kids are drunk.
Here's what's funny is only John could take something that's healthy for you and make it terrible for you.
Amen.
That's hilarious.
All right, so there's this game. It's called Freestyle Preaching. I've played it with Liv and I crushed her. I played it with Father Anthony and I crushed him. But let me explain this game and then I'll explain some of the pushback that I've gotten. I've gotten more responses on this game than anything else we've ever done in the history of the show. We're not going to do it every week, but it is now a staple of the show. We will continue doing it. We're going to do it now for this episode 200 celebration, and then we'll put it to rest for a little while, but it will return. And here's the game. Usually when it's just me and one of you, we take turns giving each other 3 completely random words, and you have 60 seconds to make like a little homily, a little sermon, using all 3 of those words, and you have 60 seconds. Now, here's the thing. I explained it on the first episode that the point is to make it a good sermon. I did not say that last week with Father Anthony, and all Father Anthony did was, I'm going to say these 3 words as quickly as I can, and it's the single worst homily I've ever heard in my entire life. And Anthony agreed with me. But then two women who very much support the show, one laywoman and one sister, said, Taylor, you never said anything about a good homily or a good sermon. And I was like, one, I'd said it the week before and Anthony listened to it, so he knew the premise of the game, even if I didn't repeat it. Two, why would you purposely make a bad homily or a bad sermon? Why would you do that? And like, if I just wanted to give you three words and you say them quickly, it'd be like, hey, Anthony, say cat food wall. And you're like, cat food wall, Jesus, done. Like that's not the point of the game. The point, here's what sister said. Sister Teresa on Twitter. Hey, I have actually sat through 40-minute amazing homilies, no problem. I've sat through 5 minutes that left me feeling like I'd lost hours of my life. I think your game should be introduced in seminary. I completely agree, and I would like to make a public plea to all seminaries for me to come teach a class just using, this is my only method. But I have to make it very clear. The lay people do like short homilies. That's the whole premise of the game. But we also don't like bad homilies. So we're trying to do both. Is everyone clear now?
Yes.
Yes. You're
going to criticize this anyway, so sure. Yeah.
For sure. We're 100%. Ready. Okay, so this is my turn. This is why I let you say mean things about me, so that mainly it doesn't matter how well you do in this game. I'm going to say I like John the best because he was the nicest in the last segment.
My guy.
All right. Who wants to start first? I planned this days ago before I texted John. I planned this days ago, and I had the words ready. Who wants to go first?
Oof.
I'll go last.
You're the boss.
Yeah, let's let John go last. Liv, who wants to go? Do you want to go?
Wait, does Taylor know the words for days and gets to prepare something?
Yes, he always. He's a cheater.
Okay, that does not feel.
No. I'm not playing. I'm judging you.
Oh, okay.
See,
I'm just hosting
still.
This.
Okay,
are all three of the words the same, or we each get three different words?
You each get three different Perfect. Words. I picked three words, and here's the thing. I was feeling loving and generous
with us
as
in
I was
mind?
Preparing this.
Okay.
I picked all of these with you in mind. This should be the easiest version of this game you ever do. Liv and Anthony, I made it relatively hard for you the last couple of times. This is going to be the easiest three. At least it should be. So now if you do bad, it's completely on you.
I hated that preface because now it makes it sound way worse. When
exactly. Now it's like we're set to fail. Sure, go ahead, Taylor. I'm ready.
Liv,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're first.
Yeah, go.
Okay, I picked these three words for you.
I know, days ago.
Marriage, weight loss, and commitment. The goal is to make a good 60-second sermon, but it's a homily for Father. It's a daily mass homily for Father. It's a sermon for the rest of us, okay? Your words are marriage, weight loss, and commitment. Give us your best 60-second sermon.
It's serious, like serious?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I mean, you could be yourself. Like, I mean, like I've seen you speak before. You make a little joke, but don't make a joke about the game.
60 seconds.
Ready, set, go.
Listen, weight loss is no joke. No. I'm just kidding. Okay, so I love that.
You already wasted 10 seconds.
Yes, okay, so marriage is absolutely a commitment in the Catholic Church. And here's the deal. Whether or not your spouse commits to weight loss and getting healthy, you have committed to loving them forever. This is a forever thing. It is sacramental. God does not quit you. You don't quit your marriage. And if you believe in yourself, you want to live long, you need the weight loss. But that has nothing to do with it, guys. The world will tell you that it has to do with outside appearances. It has to do with all sorts of things. This is not why you married this person. This is not why we came into this covenant. If you want your spouse to lose weight because you love them and you want them around longer so you can kiss their face because you're committed to that, then yes, then cook healthy meals and live together happily. But guys, women, love each other no matter what. That is what marriage is about. Go forth, be fruitful and multiply.
The masses that did go in peace.
I am going to use that line in my next wedding homily. That's how I'm going to end it. Go forth and multiply.
My favorite part when she said, women, get married. And Father was like,
Huh. Yeah, maybe you should.
I have to say, the clock made me nervous.
I know.
This is on purpose.
I'm trying to be nice, and I knew once Father put up that clock, he knew it was going to mess up.
Done. I had no idea what I was talking about. It's the longest 60 seconds of my life. That was like birth.
Wait, did you even say all the words?
Wait, what? You gave birth in 60 seconds?
No, I had
birth was not as tough as it looks.
I I had C-section. Obviously, I had to keep this intact. I wasn't going to mess this up, okay? This is art, okay? So, yeah, I almost died, but that's fine. That's why I had the C-section. But it's another fun story, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. It sounds awesome.
No, wait, did you use all the words?
I did. Yeah. Commitment, marriage, and weight loss.
I was thinking mountains and Doritos.
Yeah, same. I've just been thinking about Doritos ever since.
Serve your man Doritos.
My favorite part of yours was that Doritos. You used the word weight loss like 9 times, 12 times.
I kept saying it. It was ridiculous.
Which is great. And also, here the only problem that I have is
that
don't you
worst.
Assume why I married my wife? I might have married her because of how she looks. So
yeah, she's hot, and we don't know why she married you, but we know why you married her, and then she just happened to be awesome and adorable.
I'm
and
sorry.
Brilliant.
Have you seen Taylor dressed up as a Spartan warrior? I know why she married him.
Oh, that was a good look. That was have a good you, look. That's how have he proposed to her, actually. Yeah. That's what
Taylor,
got her to say yes.
Without his shirt? Okay. Yeah.
Ain't it nasty? It looks like he can defend me for life.
Come here, boy.
I know. Sam is a warrior. She gets, she's a tough cookie, so she might be short, but she can pack a punch. So they make sense. She's like,
can't confirm. Sam can beat up Taylor. All right.
All right. That means Father Anthony.
That was horrible. I lost. Sorry. I take myself out of the game, by the way.
No. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. And I am grading on a curve because
I saw the clock.
Yes, because you saw the clock. Exactly. Okay. Anthony, are you ready? Do you want your words or John's words? Do you want to pull an Eminem and 8 Mile and steal John's words, or would you like your words?
I'll just take my words because.
Okay. Good. I was giving you yours either way. Yeah. I just wanted to pretend that you had a choice. All right, this should. I told you this was going to be super easy. So if you mess this up, you're fired.
Sure.
No payment for you this week. Okay.
Dang. Italian.
Yep.
Pasta.
Wait. John, what do you think the other two are? You've already gotten a third.
Italian, Twitter, and clerically speaking.
No, that's four words.
It's hyphenated. It's a hyphenated word.
Italian, food, priesthood.
Perfect.
So, God likes to raise up saints, and so he makes people holy by making them saints, but some saints he wants to make especially holy, so he performs an even greater miracle for them, and this is what happened to Saint Anthony of Padua, because he actually came from Portugal, but God wanted him to be a great saint, and so he made him Italian. What are my other two words?
Food and priesthood.
And as a good Italian, we all know how important food is, right? We get together. We have sauce at 2 o'clock. Why do we have it at 2 o'clock? Because that's dinner time. Shut up. What's the other word?
Liv, you're in the lead.
I know. I need to write them down.
Priesthood. You're way out of color.
But as we come here to celebrate St. Anthony's feast day, and as you're going to go afterwards to go out and to have your food, right now, because of the miracle of the priesthood, we're going to have a deeper kind of food, a more powerful kind of food, and that is the food of the Eucharist. And it's a good reminder that you can be holy without being a priest. St. Anthony was never, was he a priest? He was a priest. You can be holy too if you're a priest. Son of a gun. So receive the Eucharist today and be holy. Oh, man.
This is a terrible game.
Listen, that was a terrible round, but it was a great contest.
Y'all are rookies.
I feel like I won anyway. So.
John's never played the game.
Y'all are rookies. This is how I write all my talks.
Exactly. So here's the thing. It drives me crazy what Anthony does in this game. Because here's what he does. And it's exactly what daily mass homilies sound like. Because the priest doesn't prepare a thing because I didn't text him beforehand more than 8 weeks ahead of time and tell him there was a daily mass that day. And they just hear it and they just start making it up. And they sound exactly like what Anthony just did. It was perfect for the first 20
seconds. Once again, I would like to say that my skill in this game is not
he
reflective
brought in Saint Anthony of Padua,
of my skills
and then he
preaching
fell apart.
Normally.
Yeah, I agree. Your homilies are way better than what you just
Thank
did.
Thank you.
However,
I pray about my homilies.
However, your
Thank
first
you.
20 seconds just now, top 10 things I've heard in a year.
Yeah.
What?
God can take something okay, like Portugal, and
yes.
make it better like
Italian.
Italy.
Italian.
Exactly.
God could take something okay like Father Anthony and make him better when he's paired with me.
That's a good line.
Okay, John.
Yeah.
This is your game to win. Right. You've never played this
never.
Game, and you are coming in so confident, so it's going to be awesome to watch you fall apart.
Can't wait. Let's go.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm writing my words down.
You can write them down. That's fine.
I should have done that.
If you had an IQ over 67, you could remember all three, but whatever.
I have 68, right. So.
Fortnite.
You can hear the typing in the mic.
I know. You can hear the typing in the mic. I don't understand how John doesn't know radio etiquette right now. If you're going to write something down, do it on your phone. It doesn't make
comedy.
Any noise.
It's a comedy bit. That was funny, John. Yeah, that was funny.
Fortnite. Streamers do it.
Yeah, streamers are dumb. Fortnite. Guns. And building.
Ooh, that's tough, though. I think those are tough words.
I did. The second word is kind of tough, but
no,
he can do it because of the first
Fortnite.
Word.
Yeah, I do want you to understand this is infinitely harder than the words you gave them, but that's okay.
Yeah,
I don't back down from a challenge.
It goes with Fortnite. You're fine.
I don't back down from a challenge, okay?
Well, okay. I did make an assumption. I live in Texas, and guns and God are synonymous for
and
us.
And they
here,
are in
so,
every
sorry.
Hum.
All right, John, you look less confident now.
No, I'm okay. I'm waiting for you. I'd like the 0-1 mark, though. I'd like the I don't like that. Give me the 0.
No, that's...
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Give me the 0-1. If you
Father
I don't
can
care
do
if this time, Rob. I just can't. I'll forget where I started, okay?
Okay.
All right, here you go. 3-2-1.
All right, so the other day, I got to tell you this crazy story. The other day, my oldest son, Caleb, who's 5 years old, he's an incredible kid. He loves Jesus. He loves our family, but he was having a very hard day. And I only stream like 3 nights a week. I play Fortnite. It's one of those games where you like build a bunch of stuff. So there's building involved, like forts, and there's guns in the game and stuff. But I don't let my kids watch it because it's like not good for little kids to watch. But I only get to play 3 nights a week, and he's always asleep. So he doesn't even know how much I play. And he's upset that I've been working too much, and he's upset at my wife because of the fight we had. And he said for the first time ever, Dad, I don't want to be a part of this family anymore. You play too much Fortnite. You're working too much. Mom does this. And I'm like, he doesn't even know that I do that. How is this even possible? And my first reaction was heartbreak. But my second reaction was, I know he doesn't mean it, and I love him, and I know that deep down in his core, all he wants is to be close to his father, and right now he doesn't feel like he's close to his father. And how often I do the same thing with God, where I'm like, I'm mad at you for this, X, Y, Z, you name it. But really, he looks at me, he understands it, he's hurt that I maybe push him away, and then he welcomes me back the way I do my son and says, come home, I'm always here for you.
Oh my goodness! Oh my
baby.
Goodness!
Oh, it was so good.
No one has ever taken me through such an emotional roller coaster in 60 seconds.
That was
ever.
Amazing.
Like this game, out of this game, that was so good,
it was
John.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks, guys!
Except you said build instead of building, but other
no,
than
he
that,
fixed it. He fixed
did
it.
Did he fix it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because I was listening
okay,
to that
good.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Because I was like, this is the best
build,
thing I've ever
you know,
heard.
There's like buildings. He did
I was like the Michael Jackson meme during your whole like talk. I was just like, I was
I know.
Like, this is amazing.
Like my jaw
so
dropped.
Okay,
like,
to
oh
be fair
goodness.
Though, like my friends and I at events and conferences and stuff, we'll tell each other like 12 words to put into talks. And so
So fun.
I love that.
No, like,
so fun.
Here's the thing. It's like, my entire career is built off of this game.
Yes.
Like, I've been doing this for 12 years. It's called youth ministry.
This is why priesthood's different than what you lay people do. All
yes.
of my homilies come directly from the Holy Spirit. That's
oh.
why they're
no, they
good.
Do
you guys
not.
Have to come up with clever
Anthony,
games.
Anthony, I was
oh,
playing
I
Xbox with
you.
You
don't
it
get
was...
the grace that I do. That's okay. We have different parts, one body, and that's beautiful. And I'm glad that John thrived in this game, in his arena. That's, you know,
he
that's
won.
Good for him.
John
yeah.
won. Hands
John
down.
Wins. Let's all give him a round of applause. John wins the game.
Kombucha.
But yeah,
also
he's a little tipsy off of that 0.05
of those, John. If you drink 8 of those, one
yeah.
beer.
One oh
beer.
My gosh!
So, Liv, you give your kids 1/8 of a beer for lunch.
You know who else does that? Italians.
I'm half true. Italian.
Boy, I've got to yell at Father Anthony. I'm going to reveal something that probably should remain private, but it's got to come out now that you shared it. There was one time that I was playing Xbox. Speaking of video games, I was playing video games
by the way,
with
Taylor
Father
lies
Anthony
about things, just so you guys.
On
all
a Saturday.
Time.
It was on a Saturday, and Anthony forgot that he had a Saturday evening mass and just left the game to go to mass, had no idea what the homily was going to be. And all I want is audio of that homily. Oh, wait, I have it. It happened 3 minutes ago on this show.
He crushed it.
No,
John
I mean,
wins.
At mass I did.
And that's what I'm saying. At
I
the mass, so not
yeah,
this
absolutely.
3 minute thing. That
absolutely.
Wasn't the actual homily. The mass.
How
yes.
people how people respond to John's preaching? how people respond to Liv's preaching? How people respond to Father Anthony's preaching?
Oh, no, I miss my kids.
I did try to make my people cry.
I miss my kids. Yeah, you should, John. You just shared a very heartwarming story. That
You're
was
never
very
with
cute.
Them. You work too much.
I know.
At least you were there yesterday during the tornado
That's
warning.
True.
Okay, we have our winner. John wins. Because of this, John is now my favorite co-host.
Yes.
And I'll never speak to the other two of you ever again.
Yes!
We'll be right back for our final segment. Don't go anywhere. It can sometimes be hard to find fresh, engaging, and practical ways to learn about the Catholic faith that feel relevant to your daily life. That's why Ave Maria Press launched its Ave Explorers initiative to help nourish your faith in ways that are meaningful to you. Check out the Ave Explorers podcast hosted by Katie Prejean-McGrady and make sure you hit subscribe so that you don't miss any of the new and exciting content. You can also sign up for all of their free content. They have stuff around the podcast, blogs, videos, all these sorts of things. It's a great, great initiative they have going on. Sign up for that at AveMariaPress.com or by following Ave Maria Press on social media. The next season is all about the Catholic family. It launches August 16th. I love this podcast. I only listen to a few Catholic podcasts consistently, and this is one of them. So please, please go check it out. It is a tremendous show, and you'll learn a lot.
What's up?
And welcome to Forte
Catholic.
That was amazing.
That's
that was
Liv Harrison.
Way better than expected.
And I'm Taylor Schroll, and that was Liv Harrison. And,
I'm trying to get fired.
The best part of it was that Liv told the three men in the group that she was like, hey, I'll do the intro, but I want to do it super girly. And then that came out.
I'm one of the bros. I'm one of the bros.
So it was tremendous. So we got the intro. We got the intro from all three of you. We got the intro from Liv this segment. I'm just going to sit here and look pretty this time because Father Anthony brought his own segment idea for the show just for another way for all four of us to get together because it's the first time we've all hung out. I didn't say names. It's Liv, John, Anthony, Taylor. We're all here. All right, Father Anthony, what you got for us?
Okay, so normally when Taylor texts me, or I assume you guys as well, he's like, do you guys have any ideas to come up with stuff? And the answer is always, no, this is your show. We just show up and stuff happens. Like, no. But this time, for the 200th episode, I'm like, I know a thing. This is a thing that people on podcasts do, and it's fun, and I love it. We're just going to rank stuff.
Yes.
And the reason why I want to do this is because we're going to pick things that we like, and this is a way to get to know each other, to criticize each other. So we're going to each name a topic, rank the top three things in that topic. So while I'm giving my thing, you guys can think about what you're going to talk about. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Makes sense. Okay, so I'm going to do, I hope I didn't steal it from John, I'm going to do my top three video games of all time. Are you ready?
Incredible.
Okay, so I want to start off with a game that has become near and dear to my heart recently, and it's a multiplayer game. It's a game I play with Taylor. It is Rainbow Six Siege. And the only reason why this game isn't ranked higher is because I haven't been playing as long as some of these other games. But as far as rewarding experience, learning how to play, really enjoying it, hanging out with friends, this has been the best game I've played. Second one, this is a game that encompasses a lot of the things I like. Nintendo, RPG, a game that doesn't try to be more than itself, Paper Mario for the N64. It's so delightful. The artwork is delightful. The gameplay is fun. It has silly Nintendo humor, and it makes me happy. It brings me to a happy place. Best game for me of all time, and this is purely because of not only enjoyment, but numbers played, and I have it across two platforms, is Skyrim, Elder Scrolls Skyrim. There you
Nerd!
Go. Yeah.
All right, John, your turn then.
It has to be your turn.
Nerd. First of all, Paper Mario is not even the best Mario game.
What's the best Mario game?
Like, if you're looking at just complete fun and entertainment, Mario Party, probably.
No.
Sure.
John,
mistake.
That's the most broken game of
you
all time.
You get six people in a room playing Mario Party and socially distanced with masks on? Are you kidding me? So fun.
That's how I lost friends as kids, was playing Mario Party.
Fine. I mean, those are good games. I haven't played two of them, but for me, like, you didn't mention any, like, those games wouldn't, maybe Skyrim would, but the other two games aren't even making top 100 in most people's lists.
That's what I was doing, like, personal things. Like,
you
I can
argue
games
personal
be...
things then.
Yes, I can.
Yes, we can. We do it every week.
John's
every
doing it for a magazine. He's, like, actually ranking it for real.
Okay.
Like,
my
times.
My three are, like, both games that I think are highly respected in the community of gamers and then games I had a lot of fun playing.
I like that your preface says that already your list is better than mine. That was a neat move. Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm very good at arguing. Okay.
Father Anthony, you gave a list. I'm going to give a real one now.
So for me, it goes number three, Fortnite. And my reason for that is it has revolutionized being able to play with friends and being able to play at a video game at a pace of any pace you want. You can go as fast as you want, try to get as many kills. You can play with new people and kind of build them through it and try to get wins. And it can be very fun. I like what it can do with
Father Anthony.
Community back. I had a lot of fun playing with people like you who don't necessarily love playing, but do enjoy the friendship that can come from it. So I enjoy the community Fortnite has built. Number two for me is Final Fantasy IX. The Final Fantasy VII and IX are arguably like the two of the greatest games of all time. I like IX better because it's a little more cartoonish, and that was like the age I was when it came out. VII was a little dark and I was a little too young. So love number IX, tons of fun. And then number one video game for me of all time is called Legend of Legaia. And it's kind of this underground game. No, hold on. It's like this underground, like...
No one would argue this.
It's four discs long. It was on PlayStation.
I enjoy Steeply Deeply Underground. It's four whole discs.
Snob.
The more discs, the better the game. Everyone knows this.
You would take...
Welcome to the Catholic view, everyone.
What you do is your character grows and evolves and gets stronger, and then your moves get longer, and the moves are like on the controller. So like down, up, left, right ends up being a move, but you don't know the moves. There's no cheat codes. So you have to like randomly find out if you're doing a special move or a basic attack. And when you find a special move, then it shows you what that is for the future. And the special attacks get longer as they get higher up in levels. And it's just this insanely difficult game, four discs long. The storyline was incredible. Legend of Legaia, check it out.
What system?
PlayStation.
All right.
The original. You'll find an original PlayStation.
Original PlayStation.
Boy, John. You set it up to be so good. And just
bougie.
Like Father Anthony's homily last segment, it was so good. And then you're just like, never mind.
Wow.
Oh, it's
amazing.
Great. Liv, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to totally be a girl. And I'm going to go super old school and talk about it like a girl does.
You're not answering as a girl. You're answering as an old person.
Taylor? So number three is Metroid. Because I love the little circles on Metroid, and every time I pass a Miata, I think it looks like the little Metroid circles. So that's my girl part that goes with it. Number two is Castlevania, because I love the way that it sounds like glass, like whenever you axe things. I like the sound in Castlevania. Also such a girl thing, and the bats. And then number one, my all-time favorite is Contra. Up, up, down, down, left, right, base, lick, start. Love it.
All of those games came out before the other three of us were alive.
It was a perfect list of games.
So
I have
good.
No comments. It was perfect.
It's a pretty good, it's a
it
pretty
was
good
better
list.
Than John's.
Hey, that's a pretty good list if someone died by 1990.
All right. I only share one with any of you, and that is Rainbow Six Siege. That is my favorite online game of all time. Favorite multiplayer game. It is the shooter game that I am that I personally am the best at, like amongst myself. And then it was Skyrim for a long time. Yeah. Once again, proving that I am Father Anthony if he remained a layperson. But
horrifying.
I was thinking, dear Jesus.
I know, but he's who I would be if I became a priest.
Dear God.
But,
no.
The Witcher 3 overtook Skyrim for me because it took everything Skyrim did and just did it a little better. And my third one was Paper Mario. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, what?
Never heard you talk about Paper Mario.
Yeah, because I've never talked about Paper Mario. My third one, and Anthony will have understand my pain in this. I still love it, even though it is painful. The Mass Effect trilogy is my favorite. Like, it's three games, but the whole trilogy as one is my favorite thing of all time. But the ending, the last 10 minutes, almost ruined the entire experience.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, the part of my little heart breaks. That's why it's number three. So I would go Witcher 3 number one, Siege 2, and then Mass Effect Trilogy as third.
Solid.
Amazing.
Nice.
That took 8 minutes to do one.
I was going
to
say, we can't
category?
Do any other category. Like, that's it. We're going to have to do like soda or something.
Mine would be best fast food burger joints.
We've already done this on the show.
I was going to say like movie series, like, you know, I don't know how to say it. Like, not just trilogies, but like actual, you know, like whatever.
The best trilogies come in threes. Okay, go live.
Well, not just trilogies. What do you call it when it's more than a trilogy? What is that called?
Series.
Okay, a movie series. Like the top three movie series of
Great.
All time.
I
it
love
could be
that.
A trilogy. It could be a whole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, I started. Dadgummit. Okay, well, I want it. Okay, number three, I would have to say I'm going to go with Marvel, but only because of, I think, like, Endgame kind of brought in at the end. I really like, think it saved it. I think, oh, I want it to be so badly The Godfather, but number three is the worst movie of all time. So I'm going to have to, like, shoot that in the face, just like The Godfather would, and put it in the trunk of a car. But it's still so good. Number two is just so fantastic that I'm going to go ahead and just leave it in there just because it's a classic. And I think the all-time best, oh, I'm such a nerd. I'm going to have to say Star Wars. I really do. I think it's the best of all time. I really do. It's my fave. There you go.
Ellis could not be more wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, John, it's your turn.
Go on ahead of your next.
John has had so many bad opinions recently.
I mean, come on.
Go on with your list. But you have to make sure your third one is one that no one's ever heard of. Like,
oh, easy. No, for real. My three, and I might have to change this if I have more time to think of it, but the first two that come to mind are number three, The Dark Knight series with Christian Bale as Batman. Yeah. That might even be my actual number one if I wasn't so partial to the other two from fond memories of growing up. But that was incredible. Harry Potter, the movies were unreal. They were very well done. They took a book that I thought was one of the better book series I've ever read and made it, like, kind of fun to watch in film. And then same thing with my number one, Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
that's a good one.
So, I mean, I could watch Lord of the Rings, is probably the only series that I could watch on repeat every day and not get bored.
Really? But, like,
if I want to fall asleep, I pray the rosary or watch Lord of the Rings.
Jackson never ends the film. There's 17 endings. You're like, oh, it's over. And then there's 30 more minutes. And then it's like, oh, it's
30
over.
30 more minutes of beauty and minutes. Singing and flute playing.
Oh, my gosh. He can't
like Father
end
Anthony's
film.
Homily.
He can't
they never end. They're beautiful, and there's lots of flute playing.
Number three on the list. This is for a personal reason. I think it was a semester in seminary that I had given up on, and I just watched all the Mission Impossible movies one
Ooh.
Week, and I just really enjoyed that. So that's number three for me. Number two, I'm going to say Dark Knight. I really enjoyed watching those movies. Yeah. I've watched them several times. But number one is Indiana Jones. You know, those three movies were excellent. I've watched them over and over again. I'm really glad they only made three because they're all kind of
excellent. No, there's a fourth one.
There's Crystal Skull.
It's what? Not even the best Harrison Ford movie series.
Wait. There's a fourth
yeah,
one?
Yeah, it came out like
horrible.
5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah,
it was
I think
bad.
You're wrong. No, I think only three. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
I'm shocked you never said Fast and Furious.
I've never seen them.
I haven't either.
They're fun.
Never seen them.
I haven't seen them.
It's been a long day.
All right, Tay.
Without you, my friend.
Taylor.
Oh, it's the easiest thing. It's the easiest thing
Oh, my
thing
gosh.
Of all time.
Just talk.
It's the easiest thing of all time. Like, I do have to say, The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Almost, it's squeaked in. It's my fourth.
Yeah.
Marvel, I've grown up with. Yeah. Like, I grew up with the comics, and I've literally grown up with the series. Like, the first Iron Man movie came out when I was in high school, and they just finished that storytelling. Like my entire adult life, it just culminated in Endgame. So, Marvel for me, Harry Potter. I mean, like, just like John, like, Harry Potter is some of the best storytelling I've ever seen. And the movies brought to life magic in a way that, like, seems impossible for the years that they were made. And then Star Wars is just hands down. It's the single best movie franchise of all time, even though it faltered a little bit at the end. But that is a theme of today's show, actually.
Yes.
Doing something really great and then falling off at the end, like Father Anthony's preaching, John's list of video games. I mean, like, it's just a theme of the whole day. So obviously I went last, so my list is best.
Yes. Star Wars is fun, and that is about it.
But the thing is, I no longer care about the Star Wars series anymore. After the last
I no longer
three.
Care about your opinions.
Yeah.
John,
Taylor,
can you think of another one?
And we now, only like, talk Star Wars.
Yeah. And also, I feel like the Marvel movies, they're like their own thing. They're not movies so much to me. I enjoyed them all. I really have. But they're more like just like, this can sound dumb and Taylor's going to make fun of me for it. But I don't see them as much as movies. I see them just like, they're just visual comic books. And if you see them in that way, they make a lot more sense.
I love Endgame.
You're a strange person.
Love
I have so
movie.
Much I want to say, but we don't have time. John, did you think of another thing that you would like to list that you haven't done already on the show?
Oh, we get to do another one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Barbecue meats.
I'm vegan.
I don't care. No one.
Yeah,
you don't
matter.
Play video games
That's
either.
Good.
That
That's
hasn't
good.
Mattered
yeah.
the whole
you,
time.
Yeah.
Barbecue meats. Okay, for me, number three, pulled pork. So pork butt, pork roast. Number two is going to be ribs, St. Louis style ribs. And then number one, brisket.
This is a very foreign like subject to me because I live in Western PA. There's not a lot of grilling or barbecuing. But it's okay. So I'll do number three, brisket, because I've only had it like twice and I'm like, oh, this is fine. Maybe I haven't had a good brisket. Actually, no, number three is ribs because it's just too much work. It's just too much with the bones and stuff. And I don't need that. Number two is brisket. And number three is pulled pork, maybe because it's the most common, but I always get very excited for it. Also, if you can get like pulled pork and mac and cheese and you just mix it in.
Yeah, incredible.
That's good. And those are words that you use on podcasts. There you go.
So what you're saying, what we're about to prove is that Liv is more of a man than
probably,
Father Anthony.
Yeah. I mean, I live in Texas. Yeah. So I'm going to go with sausage, like barbecued. And I'm going to go with barbecued chicken just because I'm trying to be different. But a lot of people love barbecued chicken. And you got it in with brisket. I mean, any
Texan.
It's
the worst barbecue.
No, I. If
no,
you
chicken
had barbecue
is very
chicken,
good.
Wait, it wasn't on your list, John. Be quiet.
Chicken thighs are four for me.
I have a Yankee question. Is steak barbecue? Do you consider that?
You can smoke it, though. You can smoke a good steak.
What makes barbecue barbecue? I need to. What makes it a thing? What makes barbecue a thing?
Technically, it's when you cook it with smoke. You have to smoke it. Like, in my opinion, you smoke barbecue is smoked food.
It depends on like the wood chips you're using. It depends on.
Give me your three.
The rub. I already said it. I said sausage, chicken, and brisket.
Oh, I didn't hear the brisket because they were arguing
about.
Yeah, I
said any good Texan will tell you. You get brisket, and that's how it's done. Like that's it.
Okay. Number three, pulled pork. Number two, brisket. Number one. Jalapeno cheese sausage. It's the best thing in the world. It goes well, but here's the thing. I can't really rank them in number because I order all three of those and put them onto one sandwich and eat them all at the same time with about a gallon of barbecue sauce.
You have transcended the ranking. You have gone above.
That's incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Well, good. I really enjoyed this. I really
we
enjoyed
should do this like once a month.
Oh, no, this was impossible.
There's no way we can do this. Doesn't matter how much we want
to. We have to schedule it with John in 2023.
This is a lot of fun. I would be willing to do it more often.
Oh, yay.
This is good. Okay, so here's the genuine Taylor. I was a jerk for an hour. Now I'm going to be genuine. I really do want to thank you guys for doing this. This has been so much fun. Not just today, but like literally we've built this community of people. Like I've spent, I don't know, 15 hours with Liv in person, 6 minutes with John, and a couple of days with Father Anthony. So, like, the fact that, like, three of my best friends are people that I've never spent time with, one, means a lot, and two, probably says a lot about me, because no one wants to hang out with me in person. But thank you guys for being along this journey with me. It's just crazy. It's just crazy to look back and think about how much the show has changed since you guys came on, and I'm just really appreciative.
Oh, we love you,
thank
Taylor.
You. And, like, I want to say something nice, but, like, Taylor, you're a great friend. I really enjoy this show. I look forward to never record, and I'm glad we all get together. This was nice.
Yeah, I mean, Father Anthony has heard me complain about it before I told you how much I love it now, and now he hasn't heard me complain about it anymore because I like it. So it's an honor.
John always brings that up. It's like, and he thinks it's a nice thing
it
to
is.
Say. It's like, hey, I wanted
to
leave, but
show.
I stuck here. Yeah, I used to hate your show, and I talked about it behind your back with all of
I asked Father Anthony what he thought about his involvement in it, and then he inspired me to continue, and I'm glad you did because I love it.
Aww,
it's a compliment. Stop focusing on the negative.
It sounds good.
That's how I'm wired.
It's nice
you're
to
welcome.
Meet you guys, John and Father Anthony. It's nice to meet you. And Taylor, you know you're my best guy friend. I love you to pieces. I do. I even love you more than Sam and Felicity.
Taylor, be nice to live.
No. All right, that's it. Thanks, guys. I love you. I'll be back next week. See ya. Thank you guys for listening to today's show. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you haven't been listening over the last few weeks, one of the themes has been me sharing about how I now work for Forte Catholic full-time. ForteCatholic.com, as you can see, all the stuff that we are doing there other than just the show. But what's really been cool is to see how many people have been generous in supporting this mission. We are now a nonprofit 501c3, so any donation is tax deductible. And this is how we run everything at Forte Catholic. It's how I feed my family. So I would desperately desperately. I'm coming off as desperate. I would love to have your support. It would be absolutely tremendous. ForteCatholic.com/donate is the way that you can do that. If you'd rather do it on Patreon, you can support over on Patreon.com/ForteCatholic. Or you can buy some merch, ForteCatholic.com/store. That's all the shilling. Goodbye.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.